Ready! La, 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 la. It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Senate will transform into a proverbial courtroom today for the impeachment trial of former President Trump. This time, the chamber will determine if the former president is culpable for inciting the insurrection on the Capitol on January the 6th.
In the impeachment system, democracy is represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the House, which impeaches, and the Senate, which seems okay with the president sending angry mobs to murder them. Sorry, went off for a bit. Let's take it again. In the impeachment system, democracy is the House, which has a solid case, and the Senate, which says you can't impeach because he's not in office anymore. But they did impeach him while he was in office. Whoops, flubbed it again. Let's give it another try. Those who accept fact as reality and those who believe in Jewish space lasers.
We're animating, totally insane.
They push me out and paste me.
I need 11,780.
Cloning through the central banking.
We're signing Mick Mulvaney.
Impeachment from Liz Cheney.
I do not feel a sense of shamey.
Booked into the Cheney.
Okay.
Can't stay.
We're going to the Capitol. Trial by combat.
We're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it.
We love you. You're very special.
We're learning more today about the security failures that led to the deadly D.C. riots at the Capitol earlier this month. Hear why Congress is now launching a full investigation as to why the Capitol Dome's giant atomic vaporizing ray wasn't deployed to eviscerate the rioters. From the Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I'm calling for unity between your ears and the news. So let's try to find some common ground right after this.
Let's get to the news. Former President Trump's second impeachment, but not guilty, yelled Lindsey Graham. Come on, dude, at least let me finish this setup.
Democratic House managers laid out in horrifying clinical detail the tragic story of what happened at the ex-president's rally and at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, when the seat of our government and our democracy itself was attacked by the ex-president's violent mob, all because one sad, angry old man doesn't know how to accept that he lost.
We do urge parents and teachers to exercise close review of what young people are watching here, and please watch along with them if you're allowing them to watch.
You have to watch with me, Dad. The impeachment man said so. Hey, look, Dad, they're showing video of your friends breaking windows and chanting your name just like you wanted them to.
stop the steal. Hug me once.
Just after 2:10, an hour after President Trump ended his speech, the insurrectionist mob overwhelmed Capitol security and made it inside the halls of Congress. Because the truth is, this attack never would have happened but for Donald Trump. And so they came, draped in Trump's flag, and used our flag, the American flag, to batter and to bludgeon. And at 2:30, I heard that terrifying banging on House chamber doors. For the first time in more than 200 years, the seat of our government was ransacked on our watch.
We're all aware that a violent mob murdered a police officer. It took President Trump 3 days before he lowered the flag of the United States of America. 3 days. And President Trump, who was commander-in-chief at the time, did not attend and pay respects to the officer who lay in state in the very building that he died defending.
As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol. And the mob was looking for Vice President Pence because of his patriotism, because the vice president had refused to do what the president demanded and overturn the election results.
Pence lied to us. He's a total treasonous pig, and his name will be mud forever. Now the real battle begins, and it looks like the American people are very pissed. So good luck with that. Peace out.
He didn't just tell them to fight like hell. He told them how, where, and when. He made sure they had advance notice, 18 days advance notice. He sent his save the date for January 6th.
Yes, he sent a save the date for his insurrection. Plus, he registered at Bed Bath and Be Armed. Neguse made one thing perfectly clear.
The president had every reason to know that this would happen because he assembled the mob, he summoned the mob, and he incited the mob.
Word is, he's also got a lot of connections to the mob, but the Manhattan DA will look into that.
Democrats put on a compelling forensic case about Trump's clear role as instigator of the January 6th riots. And in response, his attorneys mounted a defense that could be charitably characterized as incoherent, with lowlights ranging from one attorney reminiscing about his childhood record collection to another subjecting the Senate to an 11-minute video of Democrats simply using the word fight. It might have seemed that they weren't trying very hard, but that might be because they didn't really have to. Ted Cruz even met with Trump's lawyers while the case was still going on and told them this.
I said, look, you got to remember, you've already won. Hmm. There are not 67 votes to convict. There are 55 votes to convict plus minus two.
And the thing is, he was right. And what a truly inspiring glimpse that is into the world's most deliberative body. I said to them, you got to remember, the outcome's predetermined, nothing means anything, and this entire process is a complete charade. Now, hands in, everyone. Dead eyes, empty hearts, Ted Cruz. And the fact the Republicans were going to acquit the former president no matter what is a pretty depressing sign of just how deep Trumpism runs in their party.
People close to the president have been increasingly worried that he may face criminal charges as a result of his actions. The concern here is that Donald Trump has largely exhausted his legal options when it comes to representation. No reputable attorney at this point was willing to stick their neck out for President Trump in this impeachment case. Allies to the president, one of them telling CNN that he's effed if he faces criminal charges.
Trump's original impeachment defense team quit en masse when he demanded that they repeat his election fraud lies during the trial. So he had to settle for two guys named Bruce Castor and David Schoen, who I'm assuming he saw in a local Palm Beach commercial while he was watching a replay of the 1996 Masters on the Golf Channel. Have you inhaled asbestos? So have we. What was this commercial about again?
My name is Bruce Castor. I am the lead prosecutor, lead counsel for the 45th president of the United States.
I'm the prosecutor. I mean witness. I mean accomplice. I mean defendant. No, wait. What's it called? Juror. Am I the judge? Case dismissed. Wow, that was easy.
But, if he does, there are a lot of depositions that need to be happened. Nancy Pelosi's deposition needs to be taken. Vice President Harris's deposition absolutely needs to be taken. And not by Zoom. None of these depositions should be done by Zoom. We didn't do this hearing by Zoom. These depositions should be done in person, in my office, in Philadelphia. That's where they should be done. I don't know how many civil lawyers are here, but that's the way it works, folks. When you want somebody's deposition, you send a notice of deposition, and they appear at the place where the notice says. That's civil process. I don't know why you're laughing. It is civil process. That is the way lawyers do it. We send notices of deposition.
I would remind everybody that we will have order in chamber.
I'll be quite frank with you. We changed what we were going to do on account that we thought that the House manager's presentation was well done.
So to answer the question of the House manager, does anybody believe that this would have occurred but for the speech from Donald Trump? I do.
To litigate questions of election integrity within this system is not incitement to resurrection.
I don't know if we're under oath here, but when I walked into this room, I sure as heck felt I was under oath.
Hello, Senate and other serious people. I want to apologize for being unprepared last time I was out here. Wife bought decaf, but I promise I'll make it up to you now. As you all know, I'm the lead prosecutor. Nope, sorry, I'm the counsel. I know the difference. But as Trump's bailiff, nope, not right either. Bridesmaid, nope, sorry, I need a second. Let's hear it for the prosecution. Wowzer, am I right? Y'all rule. Crushed it. Well, that's my time.
All right, I'll take it from here. My name is Mr. Van Der Veen, all right? First off, let me say that I do not want to be here. I am not like you, okay? I'm not from Washington. I'm a Philly boy, and I said that over and over. And this is the worst thing that's been in the Senate chamber in the history of a couple weeks. Jiminy crickets! And now the House wants to bring up witnesses over Zoom? Zoom? I can't afford to Zoom. You think I'm getting paid for this? And this is supposed to be on my last day. I already bought a non-refundable train ticket back home to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But if they insist on witnesses, I'm gonna call some of my own. Like Vice President Kahlua Harris, Anya Pressley, and Ilhan Omar. Now, did I mispronounce the names of all these women of color on purpose or out of ignorance? You'll never know. But if you think Donald Trump saying the word fight is a crime, I invite you to take a look at this tape.
We will fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight.
Fight, fight.
Fight. Fight.
Fight club.
Fight.
Gungans not dying without a fight.
Well said, Jar Jar. Misa rest my case.
The Trump defense team began the final portion of their argument by saying how much he supports law and order and how he called for law and order, arguing that it shows how much he supports the police and how he deplores violence. They leaned heavily on one specific line from Donald Trump's remarks that day at the rally, where Trump used one specific word, a word he used only once.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Peacefully, along with a lot of other words, Trump's lawyers argued that his words were twisted, that they were manipulated. He also argued that Donald Trump's calls for calm were immediate. But that is factually not true. At 2:13 p.m., Mike Pence, the vice president, was evacuated from the Senate chamber. Yet Donald Trump still sent a tweet attacking his vice president, Mike Pence, at 2:24, 11 minutes later, saying Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done. And when he sent that tweet, Trump knew Pence had been evacuated and was in danger. Trump's lawyer also said, but wait, Trump sent a tweet at 2:38 p.m. to stay peaceful. But we know that multiple allies were calling the White House and calling Trump, begging him to do more, to say something to stop the violence. Some GOP lawmakers even went on TV saying he was the only one who could stop it. That includes Kevin McCarthy. It also includes longtime Donald Trump ally Chris Christie. Trump did not tweet out a video until 4:17 p.m., hours after the insurrection began. And in that video, he continued to push the big lie of massive election fraud.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. So go home. We love you. You're very special.
Go home. We love you. You're very special. Trump also tweeted a message at 6 o'clock saying, these are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. But he added, remember this day forever, as if he were potentially enjoying it.
They actually admitted to the crime. I mean, they admitted, his lawyers admitted that the violence was foreseeable, which is a key element in the crime that Trump stands accused of. They repeatedly suggested that Trump should just be indicted by the criminal justice system, which is not something you often hear from a defense attorney. And then at the key point, when they were asked by Murkowski and Collins, two Republicans, what did the president know and when did the president know it? They acted like the mere question was an anathema, like they couldn't just call up, like they never called up their client and asked him, when did you know that the riot was happening? They acted like that was information that we do not have available.
When they, the police, still barricaded and being attacked with poles, he said in his video to the people attacking them, we love you. You're very special. What more could we possibly need to know about President Trump's state of mind? We humbly, humbly ask you to convict President Trump for the crime for which he is overwhelmingly guilty of. Because if you don't, if we pretend this didn't happen, or worse, if we let it go unanswered, who's to say it won't happen again?
Lead House Manager Jamie Raskin explained the president's riot squad was nothing new. Something similar happened months before January 6th, when a mob overtook the Michigan Capitol.
This Trump-inspired mob may indeed look familiar to you. Confederate battle flags, MAGA hats, weapons, camo army gear, just like the insurrectionists who showed up and invaded this chamber on January 6th.
Prompting Us Weekly to ask, who treasoned it better? Then Joaquin Castro reminded the jurors that democracy takes work.
The world is watching and wondering whether we are who we say we are. We must stand up for the rule of law, because the rule of law doesn't just stand up by itself.
You know, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose, because he can do this again.
Impeachment is not to punish, but to prevent. We are not here to punish Donald Trump. We are here to prevent the seeds of hatred that he planted from bearing any more fruit.
I just don't understand why everyone still insists on taking Donald Trump down. He is smart. He is nice. He's in shape. Last fall, he died of COVID and didn't even tell nobody. And now everybody's saying he attempted a coup. He didn't attempt a coup. He is coup. He's the coolest guy I know.
Yeah, maybe the coolest guy ever?
I think honesty's always the best policy.
You believe that?
No, I was lying.
Raskin said this case was much worse than just somebody yelling fire in a crowded theater.
It's more like a case where the town fire chief, who's paid to put out fires, sends a mob not to yell fire in a crowded theater, but to actually set the theater on fire. And who then, when the fire alarms go off and the calls start flooding into the fire department asking for help, does nothing but sit back, encourage the mob to continue its rampage, and watch the fire spread on TV with glee and delight.
Former President Donald Trump tonight declared not guilty of the impeachment charge he incited insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th.
And he is hereby acquitted of the charge in said article.
Seven Republican senators voting with Democrats to convict.
And true to his form, Trump got acquitted 43-57. This dude just loves losing the popular votes.
The most bipartisan Senate impeachment vote in history, but far short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict.
Once again, as with the Mueller investigation, as with the SDNY investigation, Donald Trump has proven himself to be above the law and out of the grasp of any accountability for his conduct.
Senators came up with a really amazing and bullshit excuse that even if Trump was guilty, they couldn't do anything about it because he's already out of office. And nobody rolled around in that bullshit more than my man, Mitch McConnell.
There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder who is now a private citizen. As an ordinary citizen, unless the statute of limitations is run, still liable for everything he did while he's in office. Didn't get away with anything yet. Yet. We have a criminal justice system in this country. We have civil litigation. And former presidents are not immune from being accountable by either one.
Wow. Yet another profile in courage from Mitch McConnell. Basically, what he's saying is Trump caused the riots. Trump is super guilty. And Mitch just hopes that someday someone else will do something about it.
Trump fired back today. He was mad with a long statement. He's not allowed to tweet, so he has to write letters now. He wrote, "The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. In 2020, I received the most votes of any sitting president in history. Almost 75 million. That had nothing to do with anything. Mitch McConnell begged for my strong support and endorsement. Without my endorsement, he would have lost and lost badly. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again."
In this post-fact world, there are a few basic facts about the January 6th insurrection that even Republicans have generally been able to agree on. That it was, in fact, an armed insurrection at the Capitol, and that it put the lives of Americans, including members of Congress and Mike Pence, in danger. That's why a new talking point today from one of Trump's allies stands out. Even for the Republicans. What you're about to hear is a blatant lie, a blatant distortion, not rooted in truth, from Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Listen.
The fact of the matter is, this didn't seem as like an armed insurrection to me. I mean, armed, when you think here of armed, don't you think of firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Here's questions I would have liked to ask. How many firearms were confiscated? How many shots were fired? I'm only aware of one. If that was a planned armed insurrection, man, you're really a bunch of idiots.
To call that an armed insurrection, it was the most pitiful armed insurrection anybody could ever possibly imagine. I mean, the one guy in the Senate chambers there, he had plastic wrist ties. You know, what was he expecting to do? Literally go up to, you know, Mike Pence and capture him?
Right, take him under arrest. I mean, citizens arrest.
It's absurd.
What? Was it really that bad? It's today's GOP. Capitol police officers on the scene didn't feel that way.
Multiple Capitol injuries! Multiple Capitol injuries!
1318.
A 12 to 5th, and we're coming around from the south side.
Be advised, the speech
ended. Intel 1, be advised, you got a group of about 50 charging up the hill on the west front, just north of the stairs. They're approaching the wall now.
They're starting to dismantle the reviewing stand and throwing metal poles at us.
How
150. Give me DSO up here now. DSO. Multiple law enforcement entries. DSO, get up here.
You can have explosion go on up here. I know the fireworks. The ones that are starting to explode explosives.
Here's what else we know. NBC News reports that multiple guns, ammunition, and other weapons were seized from rioters. Federal officials also say that right-wing militia groups coordinated and planned their attack on January 6th.
I had a nightmare, a terrible nightmare. I dreamed that you were here and you were leaving.
That's real, none of it. You're in a mental institution. You've been with us now for 6 years.
For the last 6 years, she's been in an undifferentiated type of schizophrenia.
Buffy's delusion is multi-layered. She believes she's some type of hero.
Slayer.
Slayer.
Having these flashes. Hallucinations, I guess. We've never been in a room. I love that kind of... I want to be healthy again. What do I have to do?
But I think Trump might even have a third impeachment in him. 8 months from now, Congress could just be like, "Oh, damn it! We just found out that Trump sold the Declaration of Independence on eBay!"
Oh, I hope someone does something about it, but I vote to acquit.
Thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du, the Everly Brothers, and Rem, and thanks for the clips and excerpts from The Late Show. Donald Trump, Jr. Donald Trump. The Onion Public Radio. Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Diana DeGette. Stacey Plaskett. Jonah Hughes. John Oliver. Bruce Castor. David Schoen. Michael T. Vanderveen. Alex Moffat. Kate McKinnon. Mikey Day. Pete Davidson. Jar Jar Binks. Katie Turr, Jamie Raskin, Joaquin Castro, Ted Lieu, Statler and Waldorf, Patrick Leahy, Trevor Noah, Nicole Wallace, Mitch McConnell, Jimmy Kimmel, Ron Johnson, Pamela Ewing, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.